Brothers and sisters, happy Memorial Day and a blessed Ascension as we celebrate this Sunday, great story of the Ascension of our Lord. And next week, we'll celebrate the power of the Holy Spirit in the great story of Pentecost. And on this Memorial Day weekend, in this story of the Ascension, I want to give us a homily today on joy. Another mass shooting. I think I heard there was another one today. I thought in Illinois or, you know, Chicago or something today. But I think we need to be people of joy. So let's talk today about joy. Let's build up to that today. We are in the first reading of today, these words, the very first words, in the first book, Theophilus. And you ask yourself, well, what was the first book? Well, Luke pens two works in the New Testament. He penned the Gospel of Luke, and also he penned the Acts of the Apostles. So when he says in the first book, Theophilus, he's talking about his gospel, the very gospel. And what's interesting in both stories, at the end of Luke's gospel, the beginning of the Acts of the Apostles, he has two stories of the Ascension. And there are some differences. I'm just going to mention a couple of them today for you today. The first one is this. In the gospel, Luke describes how Jesus appeared to his disciples Easter Sunday night, spoke with them, ate with them, and then that night, Easter Sunday night, he led them out to Bethany where he ascended into heaven. The Acts of the Apostles, Jesus ascends 40 days after Easter. How can the same author say one Easter Sunday and one 40 days after Easter? How do you try to figure that out? Well, I'm just going to speculate here today. There's no church teaching on this, no definitive teaching, but let me throw something out. Okay? The first thing I think Luke is trying to say is this, that with his ascension and with his appearances with the Easter story, he no longer appears to his disciples in a physical body. He appears to them from now on in a risen body. And on that Easter Sunday night, what he does is he ascends. And then for numerous times during 40 days, over 40 days, he appears to them various times. Remember the story of Thomas? Week after Easter, locked together, Jesus comes, peace be with you, appears. Story of the breakfast. Throw the net over the other side. Another one of these post-Easter stories. Over and over and over again, he appears, he appears, he appears. And finally, Luke seems to be saying this, that 40 days after Easter was the last time that he would appear to his apostles in his resurrected body. It's only speculation. It's only speculation. I'm not saying it's church teaching, but it's a way we can maybe try to understand. Easter Sunday night, 40 days after Easter. It seems to me that Luke isn't that interested in exactly when it happened. He wants to nail home this point, that the ascension happened, that Jesus appeared to his disciples numerous times, and now he appears to us through the Holy Spirit, through the church, and through the sacraments. Okay? After 40 days, that was the last. Here's the other interesting thing. The posture of the apostles. Here we go. On Easter Sunday night, we hear this. That Jesus tells them as he ascends to return to Jerusalem and wait for the coming of the Holy Spirit. So on their way to Jerusalem, we hear this, they're filled with joy. Joy. Okay? Meanwhile, 40 days after Easter, they hear this story, that Jesus ascends, and they're doing this. Finally, two men dressed in white come along and say, guys, go back to Jerusalem. Go. You would think it would have been the opposite. Easter Sunday, they would have been caught flat-footed. And then after numerous occasions, numerous appearances, they would have been joyful. But not here. It's just the opposite. And we could get into the story of why I think Luke penned it, authored it in this way. But let's not go there today. Instead, let's look at the response of the apostles on Easter Sunday with Jesus' ascension. Let's talk today about joy. All right, here's something that happened to me this last week. I want to share this to you. I had a funeral in Mackin's funeral home this last week. And as I was walking out, I heard this woman, she was griping about everything. She had to leave and the funeral home didn't do this, the funeral home didn't do that, the funeral home didn't do this, they didn't do this. They weren't even part of the family, this woman wasn't. And you know what I thought to myself? I'm glad I don't live with her. I'm glad. Do you like being around rice? Now, maybe she was having a bad day. We got to give her the benefit of the doubt. But I don't like that. I don't like it. So how does Luke end his gospel? Joy. They return to Jerusalem joyful. How does he begin his gospel? Interesting. Joy. Here's some examples. First story, Luke chapter 1. Angel appears to Zechariah and says, your wife Elizabeth will bear a son. You are to name him John. And for you, he will bring you great joy because he will bring many back to the Lord God. Joy. Here's one you know. Visitation. Mary appears to Elizabeth. And of course, we know in Elizabeth's womb, she has John. She's pregnant with John. And when Jesus appears, Mary appears, what does the baby do in the womb? It leaps for what? Joy. There's joy. Next chapter, Canticle of Mary. My soul rejoices in the Lord my God, for he has looked upon my this lowly servant. Joy. Shepherds. Remember that story? Shepherds. They lay eyes on the Christ child. They go back. They glorify God. They're joyful. And they share what they've seen. This story of joy, joy, joy. It's all joy. And yes, when we lose someone, there's a sense of sadness. There's a sense of grieving. But we don't get that with the apostles. They go back joyful. Why? I'm going to give you four brief reasons today of why I think they go back filled with joy. There wasn't this sadness. It wasn't this mourning. There wasn't grief. Four reasons, and here they are briefly. Number one, they knew they weren't losing Jesus. I'm going to quote in all four of these the farewell discourse of Jesus. If you're ever having bad days, if you're ever mourning, if you're ever grieving, I want you to pull out your Bible and read John's chapter 14, 15, 16, 17. The farewell discourse of Jesus. You're going to learn a lot in there about how Jesus handles his apostles before he suffers, dies, rises, and ascends. But in that chapter, in that farewell discourse, chapter 14, verses 2 to 3, we hear Jesus tell his disciples, and I quote, do not let your hearts be troubled. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. I am going to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back. They trusted Jesus. They trusted he's coming back. Number two, they loved and believed to such a degree that they refused to prejudge Jesus' return to the Father. Same chapter, verse 28, we read this. You heard me tell you, I'm going away and I will come back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father. Don't be sad. Rejoice. They don't hold on. They're not grasping onto him, saying, Jesus, you got to stay. They let him go. Rejoice. They knew, number three, better things were ahead. Okay, let's look ahead a little bit to next week. Okay? We realize not only did Jesus promise that he was going to come back, but he promised them something. That's the story of next week in the story of Pentecost. Jesus promised them the what? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. Now, they didn't know what the Spirit was. They knew it was wonderful. They knew it was powerful. But Jesus says this in that same farewell discourse, it's better for you I go, for if I do not go, the Holy Spirit will not come upon you. It's got to go. Send the Spirit. Okay? And finally, they knew one day that they would be with the Lord forever. Remember that story, John verse 4, chapter 14, 2 to 3 goes, I'm going, prepare a place, I will come back, and when I come back, I will take you with me. I'm coming back. And I will take you with me. It's joy. It's joy. It's joy. It's all there. And that's what he's trying to pin. That in Jesus' birth, in his ministry, his suffering, his death, his resurrection, his ascension, he's trying to paint this picture of joy. It's a gospel of joy. Joy, joy, joy. It's what he needs. And isn't that what our world needs? He promises us this, that if we be people of joy, when he comes back, we will be with him. So brothers and sisters, go be joy this week. Here's my homework for you. Are you listening? Here it is. You're around the people you're around today. Okay? If this week they start griping, you say, oh no. Call them to task. Be people of joy. That's what Jesus came to give. Hope. Okay? We don't like perpetual rah, 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 rah. We don't like that. Joy. What Jesus came to give. Give it. Okay? There's enough tragedy in our world. Sadness, pain, hurt. Be hope. Be joy. That's what Luke wants to paint for us as he pens his gospel story. Okay, so let's breathe that joy. Let's be faith, hope, and charity as we gather on this ascension and we celebrate this weekend, Memorial Day.